Spooky.
All right.
For anyone who doesn't know, that is from the television show Lost. And you all thought we were going to not have anything Lost related till February when it came back. But you were wrong. We did have something else planned, but we had the Emmys on and we're watching. And Mr. Terry O'Quinn, who plays John Locke, won Best Actor in a Supporting Drama Series. So we changed our minds. And that sound at the beginning, I just started some people on Lost, so I don't want to necessarily talk about it. We're just going to call it The Monster, even though anybody else who's kept up with the show knows a little more. So I'm just being...
The Cigarette Monster?
I'm being... Oh, yeah, The Cigarette Monster. Alex, how could you give it away? How could you give it away? So anyway, welcome, guys, to Untitled Unbridled. I'm Chase Meisenheimer.
I'm Alex Crawford.
We normally don't do that. Like, some people could get on here and be like... What is this?
Who are these people?
What am I listening to?
So, I don't know.
Well, this is the third installment of season 2, and we've got some good stuff today. I don't know. I think it's some good stuff.
I think it's some great stuff.
All right. You know, we're a little mellow today.
I'm actually really excited about our upcoming albums.
The upcoming today? What are we doing for upcoming? I don't remember. That one? Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Well, really actually, excited. No. I mean, it's technically already been out. It's kind of weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll talk about it later, though.
Okay.
So, I mean, today, any beginning things, I
am have gay.
Had, no, reminds me of Mark Tom Travis show. It's like, I have to tell you something, it's like, I'm gay. Anyway.
Satan?
Yeah. Oh, I can't quote any more of that.
No.
But, I have this feeling like it's that terrible Sunday feeling where you feel like there's something you have to get done and
you're not doing it.
Yeah, and you're not doing it and it's not going to be done and I don't know. It's felt really crummy. So anyway, let's get moving. You're first up.
Yeah.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Alex wishes to share Sonic Winter. Listen up.
Hey guys, hey. So this week I'm playing a song by, we always do that. Last week
we always
did that
say
too.
Doing.
I'm doing a song.
It's like, we've talked, you know what, I'm not even going to say it. We've talked about it before, but it's, well, I guess I have to say it now.
Yeah, so what
whenever
you...
I used to, me and my friend Ben would go eat somewhere, and I'd say, I'm going to do a number 4, and he'd always correct me. He'd be like, no, Chase, you're going to have a number 4. And it was always a big deal. So
we're distracted. The Emmys are
yeah,
on. Sorry.
We're just kind of watching television. And like I said, I'm feeling uneasy.
I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm doing Animal Collective this week.
Yeah, let's just say it. Forget people.
Animal Collective, in case you haven't heard of them, they're New York City. They're very experimental, like, indie rock. What else do I want to tell you? They all have animal names. Like, there's Panda Bear, Avatar, it's a type of tar, I guess.
Wait, where is that? Where is this?
Right there. Deacon, I don't know what kind of animal that is either. And geologist. Okay, they don't all have animal names. Most of them have animal names. Wait, what's the other one?
Geologist?
I thought I forgot one. Okay, never mind, that's it. So there's a tar, a bear, some animal I've never heard of, and a geologist. The real names, you don't really care about the real names. But anyway, let's see, they have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 albums, and
yeah,
their last album just came out September 11th, a couple days ago, and what else do I want to tell you? Nothing really.
We're boring tonight.
I'm playing, yeah, I know, what's the deal?
We're so boring.
Who's calling you? Yeah, text message. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's it from?
It's from Megan, they want to do some Lost in a bit.
Dude, I might join you. I haven't watched Lost in a while. Anyway, the song I'm doing is called Grass. It's off the album Feels. I'm a really big fan of this song. I'm sorry I'm being so boring. That's really all I got. They're coming to Nashville on the 25th, Tuesday, September 25th. I'm hopefully going to that show. Don't know for sure. But
September 25th?
Yeah.
That's Block Party 2.
Yeah.
Man, I want to go to that one.
Yeah, I'm not going to Block Party.
I've heard they're not that great live, but I'd still love to see them. I just wish they'd I just want to see Silent Alarm. I wish they'd just forget Weekend in the City.
I don't really listen to Black Friday that much. I enjoy them very much when you play them, but other than that, I don't really seek them out too often.
I have a lot of people like that, too.
I mean, they're good. They're just, like, nothing about them that stands up so much that, like, I want to listen to them outside of when I'm riding
with
you in
the car. Not Weekend in the City. Absolutely not. Silent Alarm, though, I like it a lot.
But, yeah, that's all I got. Enjoy. This is Grass by Animal Collective off the album Feels.
Don't smoke it. Yes, I like that. That sounded like it reminded me of Man Man, and then it sounded like Band of Horses' voice if like they decided to go nuts.
I can hear that.
But there's somebody else that it just is driving me wild on who
it's
it
driving
is.
Me wild.
Driving me crazy, buck wild.
Hey, speaking of wild.
Wild and crazy kids.
Okay, it's ironic that you said wild because I'm looking at this online right now. But guess what movie they're making in like 2008? And it has like Michelle Williams in it, Forrest Whitaker, Catherine Keener, who is like from 40-Year-Old Virgin and Death to Smoochie, Paul Dano, which is from
James Gandolfini. Don't skip him.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Yeah, the guy from Sopranos. And then Paul Dano, who's from The Little Miss Sunshine, the kid, the guy. Like amazing cast, basically. And Where the Wild Things Are. Did you ever read that book when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love that book. Where
the
Wild
Things Are.
I don't know. Inspired by Spike Jones.
Oh,
yeah.
Jones.
Speaking of which, I have that DVD.
Yeah, I know. Is it cool?
It's amazing. You need to watch some of it. There's some videos you really need to watch.
How long do we have?
And there's a bunch of short movies, too. We have until Thursday.
Okay.
And I haven't watched the short movies yet. But anyway.
Okay.
My song. Looks amazing. Yeah, your song.
All right. I'm doing... It just happened.
That's funny.
I am playing old time favorites of mine, like since, well, I guess it's just kind of winter of my senior year, but my friend Ryan Guinan got these guys on a whim off iTunes, gave them to me, one of the best albums I'd heard in a long time, and that was their kind of their demo album, I guess, and then they got signed, I think it was to Warner Brothers, and created, made their final version of this album, which came out October 06. Who did they get signed? Universal, actually. I knew that now. Now that I knew that. I'm talking about Shiny Toy Guns. If you know me, you know that I love them. I've seen them twice, and they put on an incredible show. And who was it the other day? I think it was Corey trying to compare them to the Sounds, and I was pissed.
I've actually never heard anything by the Sounds.
Well, Shiny Toy Guns is better. Don't listen to the Sounds. Anyway, the song I'm playing, like I said, they had this version one of this album, We Are Pilots, which was almost just demos and real stripped down, kind of just what they made on their computer. Then they got signed and made kind of more of a full band live sound album. But when they play live, they like replicate so well, but then add such an energy, and Kara is just friggin' hot. So it works on all levels. The song I'm playing is Rocket Ship, which was off the demo album, but was not on the final album, except it was released, I think, on the UK version, if I'm correct. I'm not sure. I can look very quickly. If you want me to. Yes, it is on the UK, and it's the bonus track. But I'm playing it. I wanted to play another one that I like by them, but I don't think it really fits their sound. So I'm doing this one. And this one's not as rocking as the other stuff, too. So you know what? I guess my whole statement was just for nothing. Anyway.
All right.
This is going horribly. So I'm just going to play Rocket Ship by Shiny Toy Guns, and I'm going to blast off. Can we get away?
Sequence.
Let's hear it for Nashville. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna do that every time, aren't
we? I know, I can't help it.
You know, we are just creatures of habit. Like nuns.
Can I I'm just
you get it? Like a habit? It's where nuns live, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm right. I thought I might have forgotten.
No, you're good.
Okay. What were you gonna say?
I'm just gonna say that the band that we're gonna play for the Belmont artist, their genre as listed on MySpace is folk rock, indie, and crunk.
Where could you go wrong? I don't think you could.
Like the three best like
genres ever, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Nah.
Folk rock, indie, and crunk. That's like, no, hold on, calm down. That's like, that's like Bob Dylan. Give me a good indie
Def
band.
Cab. Def Cab to me is like the seminal indie band.
And
who came up with the phrase seminal? Like for essential, like the number one seminal indie band.
God.
God came up with that? God didn't create English.
God wrote the English language.
No, he didn't.
That's why it's perfect.
Oh, I like that.
You didn't know that?
Well, he created the English people, so that's why we're perfect. Oh, well, I guess that would be British.
That'd be the British. Never mind. People.
That's not true. Satan created
Jesus
them.
Was American.
Yeah.
Don't you forget it.
He was white and had blonde hair. Drove a Mustang. His real name's Jesus Hong. He's not quite sure where they got the Christ thing. Anyway.
What is that from?
Stewie. Family Guy.
I love Stewie.
So, we're playing today the band Richmond, which is composed of... Scroll up for me. Stephen Stallings, oh. Thomas Foster, Kyle Parker, Johnny Reich, Spencer Crowe, Julie Saunders, John Beadle, James Podol, David Beadle, Andrew Heinsohn, and Matt Hines. I don't know if I got all those right. But anyway, he's up in Tennessee now at Belmont here, Stephen is. And I gotta say, I met Stephen like one of the first nights here, and then he started emailing, telling me about his band, and I didn't connect the dots that this was the same Stephen, and I felt like such an idiot. But that's okay, you know, because I'm used to it. But we're playing Richmond, their song Last Night. It's actually available on their MySpace, so if you like it, you can check it out there, or you can just hit the back chapter button on our podcast and save yourself trying to cope with MySpace's bugginess. You know, I think that's a good trade-off.
Sure.
Sure. He wasn't listening. But that's okay. I'm going to play Last Night by Richmond, and you guys are going to listen to it. And enjoy it, or I will hunt you down.
Hey, anybody in Richmond need a photographer?
I was making a threat.
I am one.
You know, I've had Guitar Hero 2 running for the past, I think, 2 hours and hadn't played it. I just booted it up.
You booted it up?
Can you not hear my PS2? Yeah, it was like Canadian for a second.
Yeah, booted it up.
Anyway, I'll hunt you down and rip your ears off.
Where you've been, and I can't. Congratulations, your request was more than stellar.
Yes, more than stellar. Stellar by Incubus, anyway.
What? Why would you reference Incubus on our podcast?
So I can say that I 100%ed that mofo on Guitar Hero on Expert. Oh, I like my laugh. I like the little sine waves. They like go tick, 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 tick.
It's because your laugh sucks.
I know. I'm working on it. I've been trying for the past 3 years. You know, maybe, you know how I started trying to whistle and I got it? Maybe if I start trying to laugh differently.
Like, whistling as much as you did when you were trying to learn how, like, that was kind of annoying, but I didn't mind because you got pretty good at it.
I did. I got
But the laughing, if you, like, laugh that much, like, only I can deal with that.
Oh, that's right. Okay, anyway, request time, obviously, by the killer 16-bit theme song for request time.
Yeah.
We've got an old diehard fan of ours from California.
California. California. Someone should do a mashup. I'm sure they probably have, but they should probably, someone should definitely do a mashup. I don't know if it'd work, but of California by Phantom Planet and then California whatever by Tupac. That'd be amazing.
California Love?
Yeah.
You think they could do that? You think it's like same?
Legit.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish there was a place you could go to like put up requests for mashups.
Well, we do have a friend who makes mashups.
Oh, we do, don't we?
We should.
We'll talk about it.
We should put in a request.
Oh, heck, dude. That's what I totally need to do. Joseph. Well, I can't even remember.
That's horrible.
I know.
He's your friend.
Hold on.
I'm just kidding. I'm your friend too, Joseph.
Yeah.
I just don't
know. Anyway, Joseph of Pembroke fame. JT, he created all these little, helped me loop all the our little stingers and everything like that, and totally gave me some songs to choose from and everything, and they have been fantastic.
Yeah, great
and
job.
I can't believe we hadn't said anything about it.
We
hadn't? Really,
I thought we did the first
day. I thought we did too, but he said we didn't.
Oh, that's weird.
I doubt he even listens to this.
He probably just said we didn't.
Hey, so Joseph, if you listen to this, come up to me sometime this week and say...
No, come up to him and just slap him in the face. Yeah, like, not
just,
hard.
Just slap me in the face.
Like, completely randomly, don't say anything to him. Just walk up to him and just, like, a nice little, like, love slap right on the cheek.
Yeah. 3 times. But if someone told you to do that because you didn't listen to this, slap me 4 times. Okay. Well, you're not
and
listening to this, so you wouldn't know.
Times,
that. Wait, if someone. Wait, this is.
Hold on, no. If someone else hears this and tells Joseph to do this. Tell him to slap Chase 4 times.
Oh.
And then Chase will know whether he actually listened or whether someone just told him. And if someone just told him, Chase can slap him back.
Yes. Oh, I love rules. Anyway.
And pretend that we didn't say this.
I'm glad we're staying on topic with requests. Anyway, Lauren Brewer, all the way from California, has been with us from the very beginning.
Chase has some apologizing to do.
Yeah, she totally got me on the argument. I started going off about Modest Mouse. And I brutally attacked her, and I felt not bad until she sent me something. But she put the argument, I said the argument, you know, like, you must have been a cool fetus. And she said the argument, well, so you're not allowed to like something if you weren't alive when it came out. And I'm totally guilty. That was the dumbest thing I ever said, because who's a giant Police fan here? That'd
you
be
are.
Me. And Synchronicity came out 2 years before I was even born.
And I'm a huge fan of Bob Dylan.
Yeah, and everybody. It's the dumbest thing I've ever said. I really apologize for it, but...
I
still don't take back my comments on what I said about people whining about Modest Mouse.
No, it's true. I mean, yeah, I agree.
Anyway, so there you go, Lauren. And we're playing your request. This is Nights by Minus the Bear. She requested a couple weeks ago, and I'd forgotten. I hadn't listened to it. But luckily, she sent it back to me in an MP3. That's what you got to do if you want to get your stuff played. So
send in an MP3.
Absolutely. So this is Nights by Minus the Bear. I don't know what album it's off of or anything. I don't really care, but I kind of like the song. It's good.
Good.
Good. Let's listen to it and add the grizzly.
Tomorrow, oh tomorrow, I owe you, don't I? coming soon to an MP3 player, CD player, or whatever the hell you use.
Profane computer. Profane. Anyway, our upcoming this week is kind of a push because it's not really upcoming because it's already been out. Here's the deal. We're playing Stars this week, their new album, In Our Bedroom After the War. Officially comes out September 25th. Here's the deal. They released it back this summer in July because it leaked and they wanted to kind of, you know, combat that leak, so to speak, to put it in Wiki's terms. And
I don't get how do you let your freaking album leak? Like, who do you give it to that puts it on the internet?
Something. Well, think about this. Of course, this is how I go to my example. Lost. Who in that organization like kept brewing that finale? Who got that out there and put it out word by word?
Yeah, that's true.
How you can't combat someone like that? It's just.
Are these
nature.
Like disgruntled employees?
I don't know.
Or
is it just someone thinking? Is it a friend that's raiding their trash? Is it, you know?
Yeah, that
it's
sucks.
It's just terrible. Anyway, it happens. It happens to everyone. So I don't know. I think a lot of times people do it on purpose, though.
I just hope no one ever leaks one of our episodes of Untitled Unbridled.
Huh?
I just hope no one ever leaks one of our episodes of Untitled Unbridled.
Yeah. Why are people putting them out earlier before we even say the words?
Yeah.
I don't know how they're doing that.
I don't.
I have a chip on my MacBook right there.
That's
this
sad.
Thing is falling apart.
Shut up.
I'm getting
Look
really
at my
scared.
Computer.
Yeah, but my inner button's not working very well.
I've had one for almost 2 years.
Okay.
So.
End here.
Yeah,
I'm
a Mac veteran.
We're playing my favorite book off Stars. The new album is really, really good. It's a lot more groovy, I think, than their previous ones.
You're groovy.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, I got nothing else to say about it, except they spell favorite all Englishy with O-U-R.
I love Stars.
Anyway, they're signed to Arts and Crafts, which I meant to realize, I mentioned, wanted to mention last week. That was just downhill. The Stills, also of Canada, got signed to Arts and Crafts, and I want to, congratulations to The Stills, one of my favorite bands. So good. Anyway.
There you go.
Here's my favorite book by Stars off In Our Bedroom After the War, which officially comes out September 25th.
I was always late, you never afraid that we could be falling. All our friends would say that maybe we should wait, but they can't see what's coming. And to this day, when everything breaks, you are the anchor that holds me. And that is why we'll always make it. How I know your face, all the ways you move. You call me, I can read you. You're my favorite book. All the things you say, the way you shift your eyes. I never knew there was someone to make me come alive. When the days are long and the thunder with the storm can always get me crying, well, you can make my bed. I'll fall into it, shattered but not lonely. 'Cause I never knew a home until I found your hands. And when I'm weathered, you come to me, you're my best friend. And that is why we'll always make it. How I know your face, all the ways you move. Shift your eyes, I never knew there was someone to make me come alive. Mm-hmm.
Same difference.
Anyway, this is it, guys. We've reached the end of our show. We are doing so well with time.
Yeah.
We have really done well.
We're not rambling.
I feel like, yeah, but I feel like we're not... I mean, we are saying as much as we normally do.
Maybe
it's not like we're trying to stretch
songs?
It. Yeah, maybe that's it, or... I don't know. I don't know. Do we have anything to say? I mean, we...
What?
We kind of do movies here. Okay, we... I saw last week... Did you go see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, it's this documentary called King of Kong, Fistful of Quarters, and it's all about this guy, Billy Mitchell, who holds a Donkey Kong record and all sorts of video game records, and pretty much how much of a jerk he is, and then this other guy who's got a family, wife, does everything he can to try and beat this guy's record. Anyway, Billy Mitchell is villain of the year in something.
Yeah.
2007,
Summer Review or something.
Oh my
gosh,
it's crazy. But it's such a good movie. It's hilarious. So many quotable things.
I
it's
really
a documentary.
Want to see it.
It's fantastic. I loved it. Every minute of it.
Speaking of documentaries, last night I watched The U.S. versus John Lennon. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, but John
it
Lennon
kinda,
was,
I remember seeing a preview and then I don't remember it ever coming out.
He is such an amazing person. Well, it only came to places like The Court and stuff like that.
Right, but I remember looking for it.
But, great movie. If you like John Lennon, which I do, go watch it. If you don't like Nixon, which I don't, go watch it. That's all I got to say.
I am not a crook. Anyway, I've got nothing to say either.
Dude,
this is such
this
a boring
lame.
Outro.
I know,
what
seriously.
Is wrong with us? Let's look around the room for inspiration. Anybody coming that we want to see? No?
Devendra Banhart, Animal Collective.
You know,
I'm going to see Umbrella Tree.
What's that?
I'm going to Asheville this weekend to see Girl Talk. I've already
oh,
told you guys
weekend?
That.
What time?
Yeah.
21st?
I don't know. I'm leaving Friday.
Okay.
Back Saturday, whatever that is.
Cool.
But, that's all I got.
That's all I got. Okay.
Sweet deal.
So to end, we're going to... I've been obsessed with this past couple... I've been finding, like, all sorts of Black Album mashups. And...
By Jay-Z.
Yes. I am playing... this one I found from my friend Corey. He told me about it. This guy, if you go to it's www.jay-zeezer, which is Z-E-E-Z-E-R.com. This is a mashup of the Black Album with a bunch of Weezer songs. It's not just the Blue Album, but that's what he pretty much says, the Black and Blue Album. He's got some bonus tracks and stuff too, but this guy, Reed is about the DJ. It is hilarious. The guy is so funny, and I can't believe that he made this. Like, he had no real experience and he just got the acapella tracks and made it, and it's better than the other ones I've heard for sure. So the one I'm playing is Jay-Z's song, I think it's the song Threat mixed with Sweater Song, and it's called
nice.
The Threater Song. So I want you guys to listen to it. If you're offended by language, then just stop now. It's Jay-Z. What else are we gonna do? It might get a little repetitive, but
you
there's
know,
some other good tracks on there.
We've had a really nice, like,
hip-hop
rap
we have. I've thought about
this
it.
Season. Like,
we've done really
weird.
Well. Let's keep that up.
I like
because
it.
Because there's good hip-hop out there.
There really is. I agree.
We can find it. We will find it and bring it to you, the listener.
To
and
you
again,
and you.
Our messages on Facebook, we are sucking. I don't know what's going on.
No, we're
I
not sucking.
Them.
Facebook is freaking
That's
sucking.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, well, yeah, they're not working.
I'm
and
ticked.
We tried. I emailed them. They said they're working on it. So whatever, but I'll kill them some other day. I'll rip their ears off, probably, because they're probably not going to listen to Stephen Stallings in Richmond. So, and be our friend on MySpace. We're still sucking on that. And also, if you ever need to check out what songs we played and you don't want to listen to the whole thing again, I put up on the discussion boards on Facebook, and I'm trying to do it on MySpace too. I put up the list of the songs we played every week.
So check that out.
So that helps. And we coming up, let's talk about this. Two episodes from now, every fifth episode, we do a special episode.
That's right.
And this year, we've got some cool ones planned. But first off, coming up, I guess, what would the date be? It'd be the first Monday of October, I think, maybe. It's going to be our fifth episode. We're going to do foreign bands, everything foreign language.
So if you guys have requests, send them.
Get those requests in. We want to hear everything from all around the world. Statues crumble for me. I just want to fly. The best thing...
Was that a Sugar Ray reference, Chase?
Not until when it's over, it'll be a Sugar Ray reference. I'm just a passerby in this moment.
Anyway.
You know what? Answer the phone and let's just get out of here, okay? So send those in, untitledandbridled@gmail.com. We want all those. We're probably just going to get 40 million cigarettes requests. Try
Which,
and stay
that's
away.
Okay.
That's okay, but let's try and stay away from
They're
it.
They're great, but how about some Sue George, Jose Gonzalez? Come on, guys.
I know what I'm playing. they're not even, they don't even like do most of their albums in a foreign language, but one song they have is in a foreign language, and it's great. I think that's what I'm going to do. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
All right.
Anyway, guys, I'm Chase. I'm out.
I'm Alex. I'm in.
And that's all for us. See you guys.
Stop fucking with me. Hold this back.